Sports Betting Brother, and they bring it up, and happy Cinco de Mayo. Let's go Cinco de Drinko. Hey, yesterday started off the podcast, kind of opened it up and just gave a little bit of foundation. My name is Boyd. I'm a sportsbetuniversity.com. We teach beginner and struggling sports bettors how to learn how to bet like sharps. And basically, guys, a sharp is someone who certainly wins more than they lose, but even a bigger thing is they get the best prices and the best value. And I have some games today, a couple of them, an MLB that I'm going to share with you and go through. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to remind you, as always, if you have questions, you can always email me at info@sportsbayuniversity.com or stop by the website, sportsbayuniversity.com, to help out, get yourself educated and elevated. And what I do, I've been doing it for over 20 years, and I've added a lot of tools in the recent year or two. And so what I do is I sort of compile and use multiple things in the wagering. Let me explain. There's quantitative analysis and there's fundamental analysis. Fundamental analysis is, I think the weather's going to be warm, therefore the ball's going to probably fly out, so maybe I'll play the over. Oh, I know the left fielder got hammered last night at the team hotel and is probably hungover and not going to bat too well today, so I'm going to put him in a player prop on the under. Just all kinds of things like that, where quantitative analysis is, you know, very factual, very here's a good analogy. It's think or swim. Think or swim is the quantitative information that helps investors make decisions on stock options as they get into their TD Ameritrade account, right? So they're looking at all the charts and the graphs and the details of the analytics of true facts of what's going up and down. So I mix a lot of that in. I mix a lot of market analysis because I believe in following the money. I believe that the money is where, you know, you want to be or don't want to be. And so I have tools that I use. The tools that I use are the wolfline.com. The wolfline is the analytics tool to show you some of the charts and graphs of the markets. I use oddsjam.com. Oddsjam.com helps you identify the best. It's kind of like the Kayak or the Priceline of sports betting. It helps you identify not only the wager you probably want to look at, but also the best price and where to get that. So for example, if we're all flying from Denver to Miami, and let's just say the airline is the same, you know, it's going to give you the best price and tell you the best, you know, ticket to buy, getting the same asset, which is basically flying Denver to Miami. So, that's what I do. And of course there's more than that, but I mix in a lot of other things that I pull up information from other capping services and other pros that, you know, I want to see what they're doing. I mean, these guys have their own methods of cooking up their bowl of chili. And if I can compare and contrast and find something from them to help us, I say us, cause this is a group, a community, a family we're going to grow and you go with, and use this all the way through season to season, through football, through baseball, through NBA, et cetera, college basketball, college football, make this a long time relationship. So that's what I do. And what I'll do is all the work during the course of the day, come here in the early afternoon, late afternoon, to give you enough time to get these wagers in if you so choose. If you don't play them, you don't play them. I don't give a shit. You play them according to how you want. Give it a listen. Hopefully you're going to learn a lot of information. What you need to understand is, you know, whatever you probably knew or learned in the past is got maybe a little bit of value, and the rest of it's pretty much out the door because the way everything has changed so dramatically over the years. So think about that. All right, well, let's get into today's game. That's why you're here, is what you want to hear. And I always promise 5 to 10 minutes and try to give you some good value, good education, try to explain to you kind of what I'm looking at. Now, I've got the first game I did earlier today. Again, stop over to the Twitter as well. See us over at Sports Bay University on the Twitter. You'll find us. And I put out a game with the Detroit Tigers today, plus the 1.5 run line, which means that they can lose the game by one or certainly win the game. But that's one that I put out. And I used the Wolfline quantitative analytics application on that one. It basically will show you some assets as they're oversold or maybe potentially overvalued. It just seems like Houston's been on a great, great run. Detroit seems to be in a spot where that would be an opportunity to play them at the plus 1.5. So, again, that's on the run line, different than the money line, which just went outright. And I have two money line wagers for you today. The two money line wagers, the first one is at San Francisco Giants. and I actually played that one at Wynn. And what you'll do is I actually pulled these up with OddsJam, as well as a couple other tools to identify that the biggest market makers, such as bookmakers, such as Pinnacle, there's a few others, were on the Giants at a little higher price at, say, minus 130, minus 135. I got the Giants in a lot less than that. So I like the value that we picked up there at Wynn. Also playing the Tampa Bay Rays today. Tampa Bay, same concept, same thing. I was able to pick them up at a much cheaper price. And anytime you have a better price than what the odds makers are putting out relative to the market makers, you know, so I guess what I'm saying is Bookmaker and Pinnacle are at, let's see here, I'm going to pull it up right now just to give you the hot number, minus 128 at Bookmaker, minus 125 at Pinnacle, and we're able to pick that up at minus 123 with the Tampa Bay Rays at Wynn. And and that's how you do it. You know, you're coming in cents under the best price that the odds makers are putting out there. The same thing we do with the Giants. They're at home against the Cardinals, minus 116 at Bookmaker, minus 114. And we picked that up at minus 114 as well. So other markets out there are going to be minus 120, minus 125. And you say, oh, geez, boy, that's not that big of a deal. But imagine if you do this day in, day out, constantly over the course of, say, anywhere from 1 to 15 bets a day. You're pushing through thousands and thousands and thousands of bets, thousands and thousands of dollars. It adds up. And it's always like, you know, again, if I use the asset thing. If I buy a stock at $20 a share, when you buy it at $25 a share and the stock does the same performance, I'm always going to come out, you know, a little bit better because I get the better price. And that's exactly what sports betting is. It's market moving, market makers, knowing where the market wants you, where they don't want you. And you can adjust accordingly. So those are how I make the decisions. And I teach you how to do this on your own and how you can shop for these lines yourself and use the tools that I'm using. And that way you can do it on your own and fish for life to make money. So hopefully that helps. Here we go. Coming up on 7 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up. I'll be back tomorrow with more games, more bets, more teachings, and I appreciate your listenership. And as always, stop by the website and leave me any information you want there, or jump on Twitter, leave me DM me a message there if you have any questions, and happy to help. Let's go make some money.